Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. I have no idea what happened to that intro music. That was weird, but we'll get it fixed. Nonetheless, I'm taking a break from painting for a little bit tonight. I'm finishing up a fantastic commission piece, and man, my arm's about to fall off though, so I need a little break. And luckily, we've got the show tonight, and we've got one of my favorite people in the whole wide world on tonight. Fantastic dark rock artist out of Denver, Colorado, Sharon of Sharon in the Wind. How are you tonight, Sharon?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Sharon, is it Sharon? I'm thinking it's, or is it Sharon? I am so silly. I just thought that when I was reading this and listening to myself talk.
It's definitely Sharon, but I do get Sharon a lot.
Sharon.
I don't feel too bad about it.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad I had it because, you know, you've been on the show before and I did the whole Sharon in the Wind and I'm like, man, do I ever. The other day I was having some people over to the house. We were having a Twin Peaks party of all things. And one of my good friends, Hannah, who I've known for a couple years, and for the couple of years I've called her Hannah for the entire time. And she sheepishly kind of said, Jamie, I hate to correct you, but it's been 2 years, I got to tell you. So now
for
I'm
years,
super conscious of
known for
all
years.
My. Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm like, oh, great. She goes, you just seem so happy saying it that way. I didn't want to say anything. I'm like, no, definitely correct me in anything. So that's cool. I'm glad I had it right. Very, very cool. So Sharon, Denver, dark rock. Outstanding. I love Denver. I lived there for a year. I went for a weekend, met a girl, wound up staying for a year. You know how that goes.
absolutely.
In the creative world, you know, we do crazy things for relationships sometimes. But anyway, I really enjoyed it. I lived downtown, and everything's changed now. This was way back before the Green Revolution there. How do you find the music scene there? Because it was bopping about 10 years ago. Well, actually, God, it's been about 15 now.
It's only improved, probably. I mean, I've only been in the scene for about 3 or 4 years, but the music scene in Denver is unlike anywhere else. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Awesome. Yeah, it was. I mean, and very diverse. It was one of the biggest, when I was there, one of the biggest goth scenes I've ever seen you know, most modern cities. There was a huge techno drum and bass scene, and there was a good rock scene too, just like standard rock, you know. I shouldn't say standard rock, melt your face off rock. It was pretty cool. It was happening. And lots of venues, and people came out to shows, which is what you want everywhere. Some towns, that isn't the case. Denver, I'm happy to say, when I was there, it was, and it sounds like it still is, and you're in the middle of this.
Yeah, totally. I think we're so lucky in Denver to have all these great venues for new bands to be playing in and these great promoters of these bigger venues and companies who really help bring those young bands out more into the scene. And we have such supportive people here who do come to shows and do buy tickets to see bands play because that helps so much. And I'm so lucky to have that in Denver. Because it's not so present in other places.
Absolutely. It's you know, it's just a really cool time. Man, I went to some crazy parties there, I tell you. I just the stuff you would think of, you know, when I say crazy party, you know, like, I don't know, I remember some guy owned a building and like the third and fourth floors were parties. It was just crazy. It was a lot of fun. So you know, are you a Denver native? Did you grow up in Colorado there, or did you come from somewhere else? What's the story?
I wasn't born in Colorado, but I've lived here since I was 6 years old. So I do like to say that I grew up here because it's where I spent the majority of my life.
That's right. That's right. Very, very cool. If you trick or treated at a place, well, you're from there. There you go. That's what I'm saying. Of course, I know people that are 25 years old that still trick or treat, but that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
I don't blame them, though. I don't blame them.
I can picture Sharon going in trick or treat. No, maybe. I don't know. You'll probably be playing.
I dress like a witch anyway, so I don't even really have to put in the effort with the costume. So it would be very easy for me.
There you go. All you need is a cat. Do you have a cat, Sharon?
I don't. I don't have a cat.
Really?
I just need to get a cat, and then I'm all set for Halloween.
There you go. I pictured you with a cat or, I don't know, some sort of strange pet, you know, out of the norm type pet. No, but you're petless, eh?
Yes.
Well, that's a good thing sometimes. You know why? Because you can go tour and stuff like that and not have to worry about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I would consider my instruments my pets. They're the things that I take care of who are around all the time. So I guess you could look at it
nice.
That way.
Now, were you always a performer? Were you into, dance and music and all that kind of stuff when you were a youngster, when you were a young lady?
As a kid, I was a competitive figure skater. I competed in competitions all around Colorado very regularly, and I loved it. It was fun. I've always loved performing, and figure skating was where I had started doing that. But I have been playing music since I was, I think, 6 or 7 years old. That was when I started taking piano lessons, and from that point on, I've just always been playing music and writing music. And I began playing shows in 2014. Before that, I had played in coffee shops and at school and things like that. But when I was 14, I really started getting more, or not when I was 14, in 2014, I started getting more into the music scene in Denver and playing out more than I had been.
Nice, nice. Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me to hear that you were in competitive figure skating and, doing something athletic. I'm not in the music business, but I've known a lot of people who are and have been and whatnot. And one of the things that comes up quite a bit is people have this this background in athletics. And you would think that would be strange, and maybe it is, but it just seems to be something that comes up, and especially the people that have this drive like you have, Sharon. We've known each other a while on Facebook and virtually and whatnot, and you get things done, you know what I mean? You're always working, and you're not just talking about stuff, you're actually doing it. And, I wonder if that background in an athletic field added to that work ethic or that drive, you know?
Absolutely. I think even not just with athletics, I think in anything that you take seriously from the point you're a kid, it really teaches you to work hard and to keep up a good work ethic and to work hard at things that are important to you rather than just saying you enjoy them and doing them, you know, for fun. Like, obviously,
right.
It's important to do these things and enjoy yourself, but you know, if you really want to succeed or if you want to accomplish something, then you really have to work hard. And it's not just about, you know, messing around. So.
Right, right. And one of the things, too, that I think athletics teaches a lot of young people, especially, that lesson of if you practice at something, you see improvement. You get better at what you do, you know, if you do something over and over and over again. And in the creative arts, whether it be music or painting or what have you, basket weaving, the more you do something, the better you get at it. And I've known people
Absolutely.
That are, you know, 70 years old and they still practice. And there never comes to a point where they're like, okay, I'm just going to stop practicing because I'm the best I'll ever be. You know, no, you got to keep at it. And,
I don't think you can ever be the best you'll ever be. I think there's always room for improvement. I mean, there are certain songs on our first record that at the time that I wrote them, I was like, wow, this is the best thing I'll ever write. And then now I'm working on the second album and I have found that that was not true because this new stuff again is the best thing I've ever written, and it'll just keep being like that. There's always room to improve.
Outstanding, outstanding. How is it going on the second album? How is all that clicking along for you and whatnot?
It's really cool. I mean, I started writing the songs for this album before we even released Storm, because we just released Storm about a month and a half ago, and I had begun writing songs for the second record well before that album came out. But I'm so excited about it because it's all so, it still has that, you know, dark undertone to it and these melancholy lyrics, and it's still the same dark rock that Sharon and the Wind has always been, but you know, now I'm taking it in a whole new direction, giving it a lot more of a hard rock element, and I'm using scary stories and horror stories for inspiration on these lyrics. It's all horror themed, and we even have all these creepy melodies going on, and it's going to be a really cool album. I'm really excited about it.
Well, that's amazing. I'm glad to hear it. Let's play a track. I've got three queued up here. We're going to play three tracks tonight. What should we play first, do you think?
Let's see. Which ones did I give you?
I've got I'm Sorry, Storm, and Before I Die.
Beautiful When I Die.
They're Beautiful When I Die.
One? Yeah. Let's start with Storm.
Here it is, folks. Now, this is, well, you know what? We're going to play it, then we'll talk about it. Here it is. This is Sharon and the Wind. This is Storm.
Fire.
What a track, ladies and gentlemen. What a track. That Storm. I love it. Sharon and the Wind. Sharon, now, are this track, Storm, people can pick it up, right, on Bandcamp or digital download, or it's out there, right?
Yeah, the whole album is on every music platform on the internet. We also have it on our Bandcamp,
nice.
And we have physical copies as well that people can get at our Big Cartel site. It's just SharonandTheWind.BigCartel.com.
Nice, nice. We'll put that link. We have the Bandcamp link up on our show page and on my website. We'll make sure those go, the Cartel pay links go up as well after the show, ladies and gentlemen. After the show, I can't add them while we're doing the show. That's one of the things that I don't like about. Well, anyway, that's a whole other thing. But yes, you can pick these up. The whole album, Storm. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. Now, do you have a working title for the new album you're working on, or not yet?
I've tossed around a few ideas, but I'm not sure. I want to finish writing the rest of the songs for the album until I make a final call. But it's going to be interesting.
I gotcha.
It's all going to be very creepy and really exciting.
Well, that's awesome. That's always a fun thing. I love it. I love it. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's funny. You have to be inspired. There are some creepy areas around Denver. I'm telling you, one of the few places, well, it wasn't actually Denver. I think one of the creepiest places I've personally ever been was a little, it's, I guess they have a casino there called Black Hawk or something. It was Black something.
Yeah.
Up in the mountains.
Black Hawk Casino.
Yeah. And I don't know, me and some friends had went up there, and there was an abandoned cemetery. And it was Halloween night, and we thought it was a good idea to go. And I'm a bit of a skeptic on these things. But we started walking into it, which we weren't supposed to be doing. And I had a realization. I had an epiphany. I'm like, you know, I'm kind of a skeptic guy. So you know something's going to happen to me if this was a horror movie. So I better get out of here. So I convinced everybody we better leave. Because I'm a big chicken. And well, I don't know. But that's cool. I love creepy stuff. I love it. Love it. Love it. Now, man, I really like that piano in Storm as well. Good stuff. Good stuff. We were just talking a little bit off the air and whatnot. There's been a little bit of a lineup change in the Wind section of Sharon and the Wind. But that's happened, and things happen with band members and whatnot, and people have, especially young band members. Sharon was telling me one of the members had to go away to school. That stuff happened.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy, crazy. But, you know, we wish everybody the best of luck on their projects and whatnot. And how are the new – you're really pleased with the new members of The Wind, right?
I'm so stoked on this new lineup. It's so perfect. It's just beyond words. I mean, we had our first, you know, official practice together last night, and it was just so beautiful, and it meshed. It just fit, you know, musically and personality wise, and it was exactly what I had always envisioned being in a band would be like. And you know, the new songs, we've played through two of the new songs already together, and they just sound so epic. I can't wait to see how this all turns out. It's going to be so good.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, I know you're doing, you're still doing promotion for Storm and whatnot. And you had the big release party it was coming up. It was like a couple days away last time you were on the show. That went phenomenal, I imagine.
Yeah, it was, I don't know what the exact number was, but it was almost sold out. It was
wow.
A big show. It was a lot of fun.
Now, where'd you guys play? Where'd you guys have that at?
It was at Moe's on South Broadway in Denver. It's like a bar slash venue. Yeah.
Very cool. That was back in the day, like I said, this was many years ago when that was just kind of, that whole area was just coming into its own, that kind of South Broadway area. A lot of cool stuff happening, clubs opening up, little venues and whatnot, and some big venues too. But it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. It was a crazy couple crazy clubs I used to go to down there. Always had a good time. So that was cool. So you had the big party, and And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that went about enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Medical offices, consultants, CPAs, any business that's built success has everything to lose. You probably have cybersecurity installed on your computer.
Check.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance, coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Cyber Policy covers that gap. Cyberpolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right policy at the right price to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code BLOGTALK to get Norton's small business protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance. Plan, prevent, insure. Visit cyberpolicy.com. That's cyberpolicy.com.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, let me ask you, when I do like a big art show or something, I'm very stoked and everything. And then after it's done, and I think because I've just been doing so many things, I always have a little bit of a come down for like a day or two. Does that happen to you, Sharon? Do you have that come down after the big event? Or is it just I'm ready to go on to the next thing?
Yeah, I actually experienced that after our release show. For some reason, I had such incredibly high expectations for that show because, you know, it was our first headlining show that wasn't, you know, at a DIY venue. It was our first big show. It was our album release. It was a really big deal. And I had put months and months of preparation and work into the album release and into the show. And I had this big vision in my head of how it would be. And when it didn't turn out exactly how I had envisioned it, I took it really, really hard on myself for a couple of days. But after I had, you know, gone back and, like, heard from everybody about their experience at the show and I saw all these pictures, I put that all out of my head and I was like, you know, there are problems at every show. There is never, ever a 100% perfect show. But at the end of the day, that show was a ton of fun, and that is what I'm most happy about.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's what you got to look at, too. I'm telling you, to this day, I've probably done 1,000 art shows, and to this day, I always get real nervous before them. And then after, man, everybody always wants to go in the art world. When you do a big show, everybody goes out for to dinner afterwards, like your kind of core group, you know, and kind of celebrates and whatnot. I've always hated that part of the night because, frankly, I just want to go home, get under the covers, and not
I'm like
talk
that
to anybody.
Too. I mean, we always make these big plans to have these big after parties after our shows, but then we come back from the show and I just want to go to sleep. So
right.
I totally understand.
But, you know, I don't know. Sometimes it depends. You know, sometimes I'll put on the good face and, you know, grin and bear it. But, yeah,
exactly.
It's interesting. I think what it is, too, is in the creative world, when you're, you know, when you're an artist, musician, whatever the case may be, you do that, though. You put up, well, number one, your work is so personal and you want everybody to be as excited about it as you are. And you also want it to convey what you're trying to do. You know, you want people to get what you're trying, what you're laying down, you know. And then the venues. Oh, my gosh, yes. I feel your pain, man. You know? And I used to do a lot of my art shows in nightclubs because I knew a lot of people who own nightclubs. And I thought, well, we'll just turn this into a gallery for the night. And plus, you know, they can they can if people want to drink. There's that option as well. But it is so hard to light paintings because nightclubs are designed to be dark. You know what I mean? And here I am
right.
trying to show art in these things.
Yeah.
And sometimes nightclubs don't look that great in the light, you know?
But, you got to bring your
own light. Yeah.
You got to bring up like a flashlight and you just direct everybody through all of your work and show it off.
That's right. I had a show one time where I had these gals in like leotards, all black, you know, and they had like flashlights. They were aiming at the. It was very avant-garde and very. It was just weird. I don't know what I was thinking. I was trying to be artsy, too artsy, I think. Well, that's cool.
No such thing.
Now,
as too artsy. No such thing.
It's. I know, but it's. Yeah, it was crazy. Anyhow. The theme of this new painting, you said a little dark and kind of horror inspired or creepy inspired. Did you know you were going to go that direction from the last album?
I didn't. Once we had finished recording Storm, that first album, I had realized, you know, all right, this is all of these songs. I mean, some of those songs I had in my back pocket for well over a year. Because I had written them long before the band had even formed, back when I was a solo artist. And recording that album was almost like, it was just so liberating to finally release it because I had been sitting on those songs for so long and some of them too long to even describe. And I just felt almost like I needed to put that album out for myself at that point because those songs had meant so much to me for so long and I had kept them hidden for a really long time. Because I had started recording a full length as a solo artist. And then once I decided to form the band, all of those recordings basically got scrapped and we remade all the songs with the full band. So, releasing that album was just kind of, I felt like I needed to do it, just for myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once we finished recording it, I thought, okay, this is what this band is, this is how we sound, and this is where I want to be going. How do I make that happen? And I'm definitely going for a lot more of a hard rock element in the second album. I've been really inspired by, you know, horror stories and scary movies mm-hmm. and all the creepy stuff around me that I find. I mean, my roommate has this doll, it's supposed to be like a phone charger that her dad gave her. And it's like a baby doll, but it doesn't have eyeballs. And when you're plugging it in, when you're charging things with it, the eyes light up orange. And it's so terrifying. But it's things like that that have been inspiring me recently because they all make really cool lyrics. And the entire album has this really haunting feel to it so far. And I'm really excited about it.
That's excellent. Very, very cool. Well, and that's what it, you know, you do. You surround yourself with what's going to inspire you and whatnot, and that's cool. I can't wait. I can't wait for it. It's outstanding. On that note, let's play another track. Let's do, what should we do next? We've got Beautiful When
I'm Sorry.
And I'm Sorry.
Yeah, let's do I'm Sorry. Let's get all dark and personal.
Here it is, folks. I'm Sorry, Sharon in the Wind. Wowzers, wowzers, wowzers. I'm Sorry, Sharon in the Wind. What a track. That is a rolling, I love that rolling piano there. Phenomenal track, Sharon.
Yeah, it is a very piano-heavy song, and it's one of my favorite piano lines that I've ever written. So I'm very proud of that song.
That's outstanding. Now, do you normally write with the piano, or are you a guitar girl, or... What is your writing instrument of choice? Is it?
Yeah, it kind of just depends, honestly. I mean, like with the songs on Storm, half of them are two guitars and half of them are piano and guitar. And on the songs that do have piano in them, I wrote them usually entirely on piano. And all of the guitar-driven songs, it was just me, you know, playing guitar and then coming up with something cool and creating a song from it. Interestingly enough, though, Storm, the song Storm, the title track, I started writing it, that main riff, the da-na-na-na, I started writing that on guitar because I was playing guitar and I hit something that sounded cool. And I went back on it and played that riff through. And I thought it sounded so cool. And then I was just playing piano the next day and tried playing it on piano. And I was like, man, this sounds so much better on keys. And from that point on, I, you know, went forward with writing the song, and it came out so perfect. That's my favorite song that I've ever written for so many reasons. It just means so much to me. Yeah.
That's cool. And, you know, three cheers to your roommate, too, for, you know, putting up with piano riffs and guitar riffs in the middle of the night. And
yeah, absolutely.
Are they a musician
as
well?
What's that?
That's awesome. Are they a musician as well?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. She definitely plays. Okay. She played piano as a kid, and she plays guitar a little bit. So she understands, you know. She doesn't, you know, she kind of gets where I'm coming from. But I feel like the only member of our tribe, though, that has a real problem with it is her dog. He's not a fan of the piano.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't like it. He barks at me whenever I start playing piano.
I gotcha. Well, because, you know what tragically happened to the last person who owned that piano. No, I'm kidding. I'm just adding to your creepiness.
Oh, good.
I'm telling you, man.
That's
right. He's not barking at you. He's barking at the person sitting next to you that you can't see.
The
no.
one that I just don't see, exactly.
That's right. That happens to me. We have two cats, and they're weird cats. They're, you know, every animal has its little personality and whatnot. But I'm telling you, they'll come in here and look at me, and what really always freaks me out is they look behind me, like at something. And I'm like, there's a bookshelf. There's
what
nothing there,
at?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn around. I've seen too many horror movies. This isn't good. you know. And they probably do it. You know, that's what they're having the conversation in the other room. Let's go mess with Jamie. Okay. We'll really freak him
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and they just talk between amongst one another and just say, okay, what can we do to really freak him out right now? And that's what they
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Oh, man. Now, with your writing, do you write every day? Do you have like kind of a set, you're like, okay, I'm going to spend at least 2 or 3 hours today writing. Or does it, when the muse grabs you, what's the process there?
I try not to structure myself too much when it comes to writing. I have such a structured schedule with work and everything that,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to music, I kind of let it come to me rather than going for it, because I found that whenever I've sat down and tried to write a song just because I felt like I had to write a song, then I've
mm-hmm.
never come up with anything really that good. But the best songs that I've written are the ones that just came to me and that I kind of seeked out, you know?
Nice, nice. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
You're a business owner.
Check.
You have business owner's insurance.
Check.
And 10 years ago, that wouldn't have been enough. Today, small businesses are being targeted and taken down by hackers. Medical offices, consultants, CPAs, any business that's built success has everything to lose. You probably have cybersecurity installed on your computer.
Check.
But you probably don't have cyber insurance, coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Cyber Policy covers that gap. Cyberpolicy.com shops the leading cyber insurers to find you the right policy at the right price to avoid a catastrophe. Coverage against loss and damage if your data is compromised. Get a custom quote today in just 4 minutes. And for a limited time, use the promo code BLOGTALK to get Norton's small business protection for up to 5 devices free when you sign up for cyber insurance. Plan, prevent, insure. Visit cyberpolicy.com. That's cyberpolicy.com.
Hurry into Old Navy tomorrow and Sunday to get jeans for the whole family on sale. Just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, starting tomorrow, redeem your Super Cash to save even more at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Super Cash valid 6/3 to 6/11. Jeans valid 6/3 to 6/4. Select styles only.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget, and, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. Now, I'm looking at your Facebook page here, which is awesome, folks. It's, you know, very easy to get to, facebook.com/ /, I can't even talk tonight, Sharon and the Wind. It's very easy to find. And there is a incredibly creepy picture of Sharon there holding something, and I can't see what it – oh, it says Storm. There you go. There you go.
Yeah,
that's
that
a cool
actually
picture.
Is
like
our
that.
Design on our most recent T-shirts. One of our friends is in graphic design, and he made that image very spontaneously, and we printed it on T-shirts for the album release show.
I'm telling you, you look like you just stepped out of that abandoned cemetery at the up by the Black Hawk Casino there. It's it's awesome. It's very cool. Well, what I wanted to mention, other than your cool T-shirt there, is the you have a show coming up on June 30th, it looks like, at the Marquee Theater in Denver there.
Yeah. Rotten Reputation is a band. It's been, and they're female-fronted, and they played our album release show, and their lead singer, Lola, had talked to me about us playing their release show, but we both agreed that because, you know, they played our show, that it would be kind of repetitive if we played theirs as well. But what happened was the other band that they had booked to be playing that show got a bigger show offer, and they kind of had to take it. So they ended up having to drop from that show. And that's when Lola reached out to me and basically said, you know, SOS, I need a band. And, you know, I talked, you know,
right.
last night at our practice, last night, I talked to the guys and I said, you guys down? And they were all super about it. So we confirmed the show and we will be playing with Rotten Reputation for their CD release show at the Marquee on June 30th.
Nice. Nice. Very, very cool. That's 21 and up venue.
No, as far as I know, it's all ages. It's not that it's 16 and over.
Okay.
It's definitely not 21 plus. I'm not
cool,
even 21.
Cool. There you go, folks. Well, that's cool. Well, but you're with the band, you know, you just have to have those big X's
yeah,
on your
I guess
hand.
That's
you
true.
Can't drink.
No. But you know, why would you want to go to a show just to play your set and then be forced out? That's no fun.
Right. That's true. That's very true. Well, there you go, folks. June 30th, you got to get out there and yeah, a little bit of time. That's going to be on a Friday night, and you know, that's the place to be, man. The Marquee Theater. If you go to Sharon and the Wind's Facebook page, click on the events, and you can get tickets. There's a button there. Just press that and get your tickets, man. Get them now while they're hot. You'll be sad come you know, June 29th, and you got to stay home because you didn't get a ticket. They're sold out. That's no fun either. Very, very cool. Now, have you? I know you do a lot of work recording and whatnot. And now that you're playing and what, I saw one of your Facebook posts and it intrigued me. This was a while back. You had you played somewhere and you played solo and you're like, you know, it was weird playing solo, but I really was inspired and I was really digging it. Do you prefer to play live or? Do you like doing work in the studio or you like equally both for different reasons?
I think they're both very different. There are certain aspects that I definitely love about both. I love being on stage. I love performing. I love being able to move around and, you know, share my songs. And that's so much fun. And there's so much energy always, you know, despite the dark undertone of all of our music, our live show is so so full of energy, and I've always really loved that. And, you know, in the studio, it's very much about creating and making these songs what they are, and I love doing that too. You know, they're both very, very different things, and I absolutely adore doing both.
That's outstanding. Outstanding. Now, you earlier this year, you were nominated for Best Rock Band in the Westward. What do you think? How did that? I mean, that's got to be exciting, but is there also like a level of pressure then that gets put on?
I don't think so. I haven't thought about it that way. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that we were nominated, you know. I mean, even though I had been around for a couple of years, Sharon and the Wind has only existed for not even a year at the time that we were nominated, at least. Our year anniversary, the band's year anniversary, is actually coming up in about a week. But
wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fact that at the time that we were nominated, we haven't even existed for a year, I was kind of surprised. I had no idea. And I mean, it's really cool. It's a huge honor for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you're really good at what you do too. You know, I mean, I know that you know that in the abstract form and whatnot, but really, you really are. I'm not just saying that, you know, I really like your music. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Really good. And one of the things I like about your music is you have a big sound, you know. I predict in a couple years, you know, you're going to be doing one of those, you'll see bands do it occasionally where they have like a full symphony or something with them. And I can see that happening. I can definitely see that happening.
That would be definitely
your music lends
cool
itself to that
aspect too. Yeah, that would be a really cool kind of, I don't know, I feel like in some ways it could really work. I know that Evanescence is a band that I really enjoyed as a kid. And they, mm-hmm. because I loved the deep feminine vocals, and I loved the piano, and it was, those are the things that I did and do, you know, so those, I was always really drawn mm-hmm. to that. And I heard recently that Evanescence is releasing a new album with a full orchestra backing some of their older tracks.
See, there you go.
And that is so
I had no
cool
idea.
That's such a cool concept to me, you know. I mean, taking these hard rock songs and making them symphonic like that, I think that's genius. It's
right.
just
right.
such
there's
a neat idea. And I would definitely be interested
there's
to
an
do something like that maybe at some point.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's an industrial band I really dig. Some people may know and some people may not, called V&V Nation. And they did that like a year or so ago. And came out with an album of all their, and they had these dancey industrial, you know, that's their normal thing. You know, you'd hear it at a goth industrial club or something. And then they came out with this whole symphonic album, and it's not that at all, but it works so well. You know, you're like, wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Now, your next track we're going to play is called But the Wind, It. No, I'm kidding. It's Beautiful When I Die. And we're laughing, folks, because when the clip was sent over, it was abbreviated, and it took me a while. I actually had to ask Sharon what it stood for, and now I'll never forget, except when we started the show earlier. But Beautiful When I Die. Now, this track, I really like this track a lot, and I like the video for it, too. Was this one of the ones you had in your cards, you know, your hand there, that you pulled out with the band and whatnot, or did you write this for Storm?
Yeah, I wrote this song after the band had already existed. It was about a month after we had played our first show together. There's this whole story behind the song, and I explained it earlier this week. I'm going through the album and kind of giving a rundown of all the songs and what they're about. And that's all on our Facebook and Instagram and things like that. But, you know, with this song, I had it written well before we started recording the album. And I found that it was really difficult to understand what it was about simply by listening to it. It's very easy to misinterpret. So I wanted to make a music mm-hmm. video to kind of explain it a little bit more. And I think that the video portrays that really well. Lola Marie, the vocalist of Rotten Reputation, who we're playing with at the end of the month, is actually the person who filmed and edited that video. So.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's play it. So people hear it. This is a fantastic track, as they all are. I really like this a lot too. Beautiful When I Die, Sharon and the Wind. Here it is, folks. Beautiful When I Die, Sharon and the Wind. What a track. What a track, Sharon. I love it.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad.
Speaks to my soul, man. My soul. I'm telling you. Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, do you, I know you work on, you know, a lot of this is on the piano. Do you have like a big piano in your house and stuff like that?
I wish. I never had a real piano. I always had electronic pianos. I had an upright, like a stand-up electronic piano when I was living at my parents' house. But since then, I've just been playing keyboards. And it's always nice.
Gotcha.
Every once in a while, I'll go to like a music store where they have real pianos. We actually got to shoot Summer Beautiful When I Die at a piano store where I got to play a grand piano. And it's
nice.
Such an incredible feeling because I don't get that anymore, you know. So it's really cool when I get to play a real piano.
That's so cool. I was just talking to, I don't know, maybe we had him on the show or something. I'm trying to think. I can't. You know what? It's not even a story worth getting into. But same thing. There was a band, and they had a piano track, and they were recording in L.A. I can't remember who it was. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But anyway, they got to play a piano that the piano Steve Tyler played Dream On, like recorded Dream On. It was the same piano in the studio. And I'm like, man, that's kind of cool. You know, get some weird ghosts sinking into you there, and next thing you know, you're tying scarves around microphone stands. And the rest is history.
Totally. Exactly.
Now, do you have, when your band plays, do you guys go, a lot of people with dark rock and whatnot will kind of go that theatrical route. Do you guys do that kind of stuff, or do you guys just stick with the music, or is it a big production, or how do you go about that? Lots of costumes?
When we play shows, like live shows?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily call it theatrical. I mean, I definitely make an effort to put some work into the show aspect when we play live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I plan out our sets, you know, at least a month ahead of time just so everybody knows the order. And then we plan, you know, what we're going to do and say between each song. And, you know, other than that, we just kind of put our energy into it and really give our all to the show itself. But I mean, I feel like in some genres, I think it works to have that theatrical aspect to a live show. Mm-hmm. But I really just make it about the music because that's what it's about when you go to a show, you know, at least in my opinion.
I gotcha. And it's so important. I was just talking to another musician friend of mine the other day, and he was telling me, you know, totally different type of music. He does, he's a rockabilly guy. And he was playing with a band, and they were playing a different. He wasn't used to the energy. They would play the song, and then like there'd be 30 seconds of setting up for the next song. And he goes, he said, it's really hard for me because the crowd's pumped, and then that energy level goes down. You know, if you're not talking and in between the song, you know, he wanted to keep that energy level up, and they didn't want that, and it was a really weird thing, but. You know, yeah, a lot of people don't realize what bands think about that kind of stuff. You know, it's all about the show. Yeah. Cool stuff. Cool. It doesn't surprise me, Sharon, that you're putting effort into that as well. You know, it just seems par for the course. Good
stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, I think now, you know, when you're listening to recordings, I mean, it's really important that the music sounds good, but I think it's one thing to be sitting down and listening to an album at home, and it's another thing to be going to a show, because when you're going to a show, you want to be entertained. And, you know, people aren't going to keep coming back if they're just watching a bunch of people playing instruments on stage. You know, that's not interesting. So I think it's important to put some effort into a live performance.
Right. Absolutely. 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 And people, you can see that that energy that, and everything, the effort and all of that goes into a Sharon and the Wind show. This, we mentioned it earlier. I want to mention it again. This June 30th, Friday night, at the Marquee Theater. They're playing with Rotten Reputation. Very, very cool. Get your tickets now. Now, baby.
Yeah, it'll
very
be a fun
cool.
show.
Now, is the Marquee, is that a big venue?
I mean, it's one of the bigger venues. I mean, it's probably the biggest venue we will have so far, as personally. But I mean, it's very intimate. It's big enough to be, you know, considered like a reasonably sized venue, but it's also very intimate, which is really cool.
Right.
It's a bar and just has an incredible, you know, show area, beautiful stage. So it'll be fun.
Nice. Very cool. And of course, Storm, the last Sharon in the Wind album is out wherever you buy digital downloads. You can get it on iTunes or Bandcamp. We're going to have a big cartel link up directly. You can get physical copies if that's your thing, man. And nothing wrong with that. But it is available. It is available. Very, very cool. You guys are on Spotify too, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there you go, folks. If you're broke as a joke, listen to Sharon in the Wind on Spotify. And, you know, but do it. Listen to them 27,000 times so, you know, they can buy some new guitar strings or something, you know. You know, I'm just saying. No, I'm kidding. But
those are
always
important.
Listen to them a lot. Exactly.
I'm only kind of kidding.
Hit that share button, too. Maybe your friends aren't as broke as you are, you know, and maybe they would like to. You know, that's one of the things you can do on all of the iTunes and Google Play, all that, Amazon now. You can, as long as you got somebody's email address, you can send people tracks, which is cool when you buy it, like on the iTunes. And how cool is that, you know? If you mess up, buy I'm Sorry and send it to whoever you're sorry to. How about that? Make their day.
That song is
very
actually
good.
Funny because the majority of the apologies that I make in that song are sarcastic. And I'm apologizing for a lot of things that I'm not actually sorry for. So we had this joke in the band for a while that when we play I'm Sorry, I'm saying I'm sorry, but I'm not really sorry. I'm only kind of sorry. Because some of the things in there I could actually apologize for, but there are others. My favorite line in that song is, I'm sorry that all I ever wanted to do was sing. And that's just pure sarcasm. And it's so fun to play that live because you just yell it. And it's so much fun.
Get it out there. Get that energy out.
The cynical asshole in me, you know?
Well, I'm sure we can all think of somebody to send that I'm sorry, but I'm not really sorry message to. I usually have 4 or 5 of those a day. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Don't send me emails. Very, very cool. Well, I can't wait for the new album that you're working on right now, Sharon. I'm not putting you under the gun. No pressure or anything. What do you ballpark figure you think when it's going to be complete? Or is it going to be complete when it's complete?
I'm thinking, I don't want to make any specific promises yet.
Right.
But we're looking at going into the studio in September and probably releasing sometime maybe in the spring or summer next year.
Awesome. Well, I'm writing that down now. I'll be putting that on Twitter. So it's a – no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You're always really good at messing with me.
I am. I do it because I like you, Sharon, you know. But there you go. The little sister I never had. Very, very cool. Well, you know, it's about that time. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your night and, you know, being on the show and classing the joint up around here and everything. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I can't wait for
next
time.
Yeah, thank you for having me back.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, folks, get out there and support your local, you know, independent artists and whatnot. It's very important. Very important. Get out there, see bands like Sharon in the Wind, and just keep that energy level going. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. That'll happen tonight, including iTunes. And if you are listening to – and it's going to be for free. If you are listening to the show on iTunes – do me a quick favor, hit that rating and review button. That puts us up at the top of the page. The sponsors are happy. The lights get to stay on around here. Everybody's happy. It's just a wonderful thing. And there you go. Hey, and I want to mention before we go, folks, on a personal note, this is totally off topic, totally off topic. And no, it's not political or anything like that. I had a friend of mine. I have a friend of mine in Southern California, and she's looking for a place to move, an apartment. And I had a really weird thing happen earlier. She found a place. It was just – it sounded too good to be true. And she called me and she said, hey, you know, what do you think about this? And I'm like, I don't know, man, that price sounds a little weird. And so we got the information. I said, you know, we need to really check to see if this cat who's trying to rent this to you, if it's his property. It just takes, you know, in the age of Google, you know, it's very easy to be informed about stuff. So to make a long story short, we looked up who owned the property and whatnot, and I called them. And they had never heard of this guy. And so they called the police, and it was a scam. This guy was just trying to rent out their – get money from people to rent out this house that people were living in. And, yeah, the police were involved and everything. So just be careful, people out there. That's all my advice. That's the whole point of this little story. And it's – you know, there's just some really creeps out there. So be careful. And remember, buy Sharon and the Wind's album, Storm. It's good. Has absolutely nothing with renting houses, but there you go. Thanks again, Sharon. You're awesome.
Thank you. Not as awesome as
absolutely.
You, Danny.
Oh, I don't know about that, but, you know, I try. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Tonight is Thursday, so what does that mean? I'm off for the weekend. All right. We'll be back Monday. We've got a fantastic hip-hop duo out of San Francisco or San Jose. It doesn't matter. That area. And we will see you then. So have a good night, everybody. Good night, Sharon.
Good night.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Roxx's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Roxx, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Roxx.
Blog Talk Radio.